Finding lifeguards can be a challenge. Young adults may be too busy with school or extracurricular activities to get certified. Plus, they aren't always up to the physical rigors, says Karen Powers. She's recreation superintendent in Wausau. The American Red Cross lifeguard class requires an initial fitness test. Powers says before they can enroll in a lifeguard class, would-be students need to recover a brick lying in the pool's deep end and bring it back to the shallow end.
Without using your arms to swim, you must hold the brick against your chest and only kick with your legs. It also involves swimming a certain distance for time.
Becky Adamski is aquatic director for Eau Claire YMCA. She says as a college town, her pool of candidates is large, but she has trouble finding male lifeguards.
And it's a popular female sport, so they're inclined to become lifeguards. A lot of males struggle in the water, first off, and then if they do become lifeguards, they only stay for about a year to 2 years at my facility because they can find a job elsewhere at a higher pay.
For instance, she says construction often pays more. With this economic reality, Powers says Wausau pays $2 to $3 more an hour than surrounding communities. Wausau also pays for certification. Eau Claire YMCA does not, but Adamski says a lot of summer camps do because that added incentive may be what it takes to get someone to sit in a chair and stay focused under the hot sun for hours at a time. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.